Back to the Jericho Cup, and Johnny Sargent's on the line, but let's set the scene for Batista by listening to Rick McIntosh's last stages of the Jericho.
Bastida on the outside is after it. Body is pocketed. Epizeal back nearer the inside. Bastida down the outside. The New South Welshman is after Epizeal. Boxing on Royal Crown and the Ratlin Bog and the Kiwi Body. But Bastida hit the lead. And Bastida has come all the way from New South Wales and taken the Jericho Cup. Two lengths to Body. Epizeal
and taken the money too. This was one of the most extraordinary chapters of the Jericho Cup was the plunge. And Johnny Sargent, I think this has been a well-executed plan in more ways than one. He joins us. Sarge, what a great name, your surname, given it's a Jericho Cup, paying tribute to the to the Anzacs. Morning, Sarge.
Good morning, guys.
Was this a well-executed attack on a race you wanted to win, but also a well-executed plunge from the stable?
Yeah, and that was nice. We always thought, especially after Saturday when you saw True Marvel, well, only punished about three lengths from Gin Martini in the Sandown Cup. Well, that Bastida bet True Marvel by about six or seven lengths to start before at Canberra. So it gave us a good line for Sunday.
So, without getting personal, how was this plunge executed?
Well, I wasn't aiming for the race at the start of the season, but then when, obviously, we saw it down there, and I know this horse could stay all day, the owner that was there, Mick Ormond, that's quite a good story, actually, because his grandfather's brother was in Gallipoli in the light...
Sarge, can you just swivel a bit? The phone's just a bit sketchy. Can you
hear me now?
Yep, just keep going. Yeah, that's a bit better.
Yeah, no, Mick Mormon, the owner's grandfather's brother, was at Gallipoli in the light infantry as well, when Phil the Bastard was there, and he died there. So he said, I'd love to have a go at this race. So hence, after we qualified, that's why we set him for it.
John, Mick Sharkey here. Isn't that a great little side note that, and I really think it would warm the heart of Bill Gibbons, who put the Jericho meeting together, because that was always his hope, that this race meeting would spur that little bit of interest in our history and our culture and tie it forward with the races. And what you've just described there is would be perfection in Bill's eyes.
Yeah, I'm going to actually ring him after this, and I've got his number. I've got it off Richard Callender, and I know he's in hospital. I hope he'll take the call and just go over it with him, because I think it's a great concept. I mean, it's just going to get bigger and better, isn't it? And fantastic day, and fantastic for a rider like Daryl Horner that rode it. I didn't have a rider for the horse, and of course I don't know the jump riders down there, and good friend of mine's Clayton Douglas. So I phoned him and he said, look, Sarge, this guy rides work for me. He's honest as they come. He's fit. He said he'll do what I say. I'll tell him how to ride it and put him on. So hence, that's how he got the ride.
And Clayton Douglas gave Daryl Horner a lovely big hug in the mounting yard afterwards, like they had pulled off a little bit of a mission as well. So just back to your owner and the plunge, which I'm interested in, because there's always a very good bookies ring down there as well. So was it a betting app, on course, national tote assault? And did you get in on the action as well?
I was just here at the betting in Sydney, and there was obviously, I had some friends, and the owner was down there, and they say, I haven't been to the ball, but I will be after this. They had a bet down there with the bookies, so they say it's a strong bookies ring there too, and a great atmosphere. So I'd love to be able to train jumpers, actually, because I trained a lot of jumping winners in New Zealand, but of course being in New South Wales, we can't do it. So it's a shame, because I'd be down there with jumpers, you know, just like tomorrow. I love them.
John, Matt Hill, congratulations. A terrific win yesterday. You talked about the Jericho Cup was a name at the start of the season because you knew the horse could stay all day, but this horse was going around in races over a mile and a half. So what signs did this horse give you that the 4,600 metres was his go?
When you start to train these stayers, and we haven't got the greatest facilities for a stage that's rambling, not knocking at it because it's not for jumpers or saying that distance horses, but when you can gallop them and just long work over two or three rounds and they come in and they go and pick grass, you know, they've got the capacity to get over the trip. And, you know, I'd work them a round or two, then pick up different gallopers, mates on the way, and they'd just come with them for a while, then he'd pick up someone else and he'd carry on. And it just showed that he could get that distance. And I think he got there on the day and, you know, he had to be fit because it's quite hard how it goes up and around and around those tracks. It's hard and they have to learn, have to be quite agile as well.
What was it like as a viewing experience as the trainer? Because it starts backwards and goes up a hill twice and then goes funny directions and then they come this way, not that way. And I early crowed, I backed your horse and my 19-year-old was there and I looked at him at about the 1,000-metre mark and said, this thing's going to absolutely blank in. And so I was confident a long way out. But was it hard for you? Because it was like watching a horse on a roller coaster.
Yeah, Darryl did say too, the horse lost a bit of ground at each of those tight turns and going over the crossings. You know, he lost his position that first time down the hill and round. He was a lot closer, but at least he put him to sleep. He took his medicine and then worked him in and had him challenging at the right time. So seemed to work out, but now he's been round there once. It's a hell of a help, obviously. But he's quite an agile horse. He's not a big horse, he's medium size, and he's not a big clumsy horse. So that probably helped him as well.
Can he jump at all, John?
Yeah, he jumps extra well. He does. He does. I'll obviously keep my own a leg of myself and we'll race him here for the next couple of years, but he'll probably end up, I'll probably get Clayton to do him down there and Darryl to ride him in the jumps when he eventually gets down there.
So what's his aim now to recalibrate after a 4,600-metre race? So what are you setting for next?
What's he running in next week?
he's going to the paddock. He's back tonight, both of them, him and Jim Martini. And, he'll go to the paddock on Wednesday and have a nice break.
Well, Gin Martini was the other great result through the Sandown Cup, wasn't it? A horse that I think some people were a little bit on the fence as to whether she'd run the 2 miles out. She was very strong, though, through the line, wasn't she?
Yeah, it wasn't. I was never worried about the distance. I was worried about the track first time. Usually, if I was going down to for a Caulfield Cup or something, you'd be down there and galloping on the track and learning. And Craig to get round those that turn as well. And Craig said she was never really that balanced until he always felt that he straightened her up and got that gap that she started to really hit the line. So it wasn't a strong field, but it was a good strong one over 2 miles, so that helped.
Could she be an Adelaide Cup style horse for the new year?
That could be a nice race or, you know, whatever race like that. And, you know, she'll come back tonight and she might even, if she does well, she might start in the Christmas Cup here at Randwick in a couple of weeks over 2-4, or she'll have a break if I'm not happy with it.
Sounds like you should be training down here, Sarge, with a few hills and jumpers and a bit of warnable action and so on. When do you make the move?
I'd love to, but the weather's knocked me around down there every time I go down. The blood's got too thin now. I'll have to stay up here for anything.
Hang on a minute. You live in Sydney for the last 6 months and you're talking about the Melbourne weather.
I know. We have had a terrible, you did, right? But, no. I like your big tracks down there. That's what's the help that I think we miss here in Sydney is we haven't got many options for big tracks for certain types of horses.
Now, you better get down to this Jericho Cup next year. I hope you haven't missed your chance because it's an extraordinary event. And do you feel like you're kicking yourself for not being there?
Yeah, well, why I wasn't there is I fly up today to New Zealand. I've got to walk my daughter up the aisle. She's getting married in Queenstown. So that was the only reason I would have been down there, don't you worry, but I'd still be there and celebrating. But
by the sound of it, you might get there in May, John.
Yeah. That'd be good if I could.
The weather will test you then.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. He is a New Zealander, I think. Hey, Mike Maroney walked his own daughter down the aisle in Queenstown about 2 weeks ago. Is this like a constant booking for New Zealand horse trainers at Queenstown, is it?
Yeah, I think we get a discount down there. They give us a...
I think yeah, you must get a group discount. Actually. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Daryl Horner, your jockey is on the line and he's about to join us. Just before we let you go, what's your final pat on the back words of congratulations to the great Daryl Horner?
Yeah, no, it was a great effort. I didn't speak to him long the morning of the race. He'd been at the gym, and I just said, look, probably get on speed somewhere, and just go to sleep and follow the right horses. And he obviously listened to Clayton Douglas and other people down there how to ride them, and he rode it to a T. He just got a very level head and just worked out perfectly. So, no, I couldn't thank him enough. He came, went out of his way to come and ride the horse and work on Friday. And he also ran Jim Martini, so he's obviously got good hands because he helped both of them win.
All right, well, he's about to join us. Good luck with walking your beautiful daughter down the aisle in the next few days, Sarge.
Thanks very much, guys. Cheers.